News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, 40-odd thousand people across the country remain without power and some without water as the cold snap continues, and indeed schools remain closed in many parts of the country. And I am joined now by Keith Leonard, Director of Fire and Emergency Management at the Department of Housing, Planning and Local Government. Keith, the main issues out there that people need to be, I suppose, aware of or that they're struggling with this morning?
Yeah, look at those key issues that you've just highlighted there, Ciara. Really, those 40,000 people without power and a similar number without water is a key issue for us today. And probably people in the south, the southeast and the midwest really feeling the impacts of the snow that fell yesterday. Very, very heavy snow. So I suppose, look, at our key message this morning as well is for people who are back out now commuting to work and travelling, you know, give yourself extra time. And be extremely cautious. The road conditions, particularly in on that line from Wicklow to Limerick and kind of south of there, very, very difficult travelling conditions across the country.
Okay, and in terms of particular things that people can do to take care or what they should be doing with all of these various issues, Keith, have you advice for them?
So kind of our key advice is, again, for people travelling to take extra time. For people who are using public transport to kind of just check in with their public transport operator before they travel. And also, I suppose, for people who are isolated and vulnerable in our communities, for neighbours to check in on them, particularly at this very difficult time where people may not have electricity or water. And I suppose our final piece is, you know, if you have an emergency, dial 999 or 112. And even if you don't have coverage on your phone, you should still be able to access the 999 service.
Okay, that's really interesting because I wouldn't have known that. So, because there will be people in the country maybe without power or water, some of whom wouldn't be in full health, and if they haven't got power, they mightn't have heat, and they may be in a vulnerable situation. So it's okay to ring the emergency services in that case?
It is, of course, and our civil defence, our voluntary emergency services, as well as our local authorities and Garda Síochána, want to get to those people. But it's also important, equally important, that people in the community themselves reach out where they know okay. that people have vulnerabilities.
OK, good advice there. I'm also joined this morning by Aoife Keighley, meteorologist at Met Air. And good morning to Aoife. Any respite before Thursday, or are we just going to see this very cold weather and snow on the ground remain, do you think?
Good morning. Well, look, the conditions are going to stay very cold, as you said, up until Thursday anyway. Now, in terms of snowfall, most of what we would have seen fell yesterday, as you heard there, over the southern half of the country, though there will be some more showers through today, and some of those will fall as sleet and snow. And with those very cold conditions, that means there will be a lot of ice around. Anything that is lying is going to freeze again tonight, so it is going to lead to very treacherous conditions. And even though from tomorrow onwards a lot of places are going to be mostly dry, because it's so cold there's going to be very little chance for a thaw, so conditions remaining quite treacherous out there.
The areas worse affected or that are going to be worse affected, particularly by those icy conditions, is it mainly the Midwest and, as we heard there, that's the sort of the southeast?
Well, those areas will be will of course be at risk due to those already wet conditions there, with those conditions freezing again. But really across the country as well, even where there hasn't been snowfall, maybe where it's just been a mixture of rain and sleet, surfaces will be wet. So we will see ice developing everywhere. So it's important that people do check the conditions locally and keep an eye on our website and ask for all the updates to the forecast and warnings as the week goes on.
So obviously roads and indeed for pedestrians, footpaths, etc. can be treacherous at the moment. On Thursday, we're hearing about a thaw. Will we see warmer, I suppose, weather as a feature over the weekend coming? Is that the hope?
Yeah, so there is still a little bit of uncertainty around the timing of the breakdown of this colder spell, but it does look likely that by around Friday onwards, we'll see things gradually become much milder, and for the weekend, we'll be into much milder conditions. So the threat of that, those icy cold conditions will be gone then. But really, for a lot of the working week, we're going to be facing these very cold, quite treacherous conditions.
Okay. Okay. I'm also joined by, thank you for that, Aoife. I'm also joined
thank
by
you.
Brian Tapley, ESB Networks Regional Manager. Brian, we're hearing about 40,000 people remain without power. How soon do you hope that the teams from the ESB will be able to connect those people?
Morning, Ciara. Yeah, 41,000 homes, businesses and farms without power this morning. I would say it'll take us a couple of days before all customers are back. Access is the biggest issue. It's not that the number of outages
sure.
is so significant compared to other storms. It's just physically accessing the network to switch it out and make it safe to work on, or even to access the locations where the network is damaged. The weather event continued all day yesterday, as opposed to finishing.
Yeah, I actually crossed the country myself yesterday, and the conditions were horrendous. In fairness, so a number of days for some people. Is there a way of people finding out how soon they might be reconnected so that they can plan?
Yeah, if you check powercheck.ie. And you'll be able to see when your outage, if you're part of an outage, when the estimated restoration time will be. You can also sign up for updates, so you'll get text alerts if there's any change to that estimated restoration time. So that's probably the best way to find out when your power is likely to be restored.
Okay. And other than that, I imagine people are working as hard as they can, that you'll just get there as soon as possible. Is that the sort of advice, and just to stay safe in people's homes?
Yeah, so our crews were out all day yesterday and late last night and early this morning. We've moved crews from areas not as badly impacted yesterday evening and also today. So we've everyone working on it. I think the safety message is important to stress that with snowfall and icefall, some of our network could be kind of hard to see, and there could be power lines on the ground that might be buried in snow. So I suppose if anyone comes across fallen conductor, don't approach it. Treat it as live. And the number to ring is 1800 372 999. I think that's really important as a safety message. Given
okay,
the
stay safe, the stay away from any live wires. Look, thank you very much to Keith Leonard there, the Director of Fire and Emergency Management, the Department of Housing, Planning and Local Government, Aoife Keighley, meteorologist at Met Éireann, and you just heard there from Brian Tapley, ESB Networks Regional Manager.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.